Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Investigators for Redwood National and State Park say poaching is a growing problem. They spent 1 year investigating suspected poaching of burl from forest trees and have arrested an Oric man. Danny Garcia is facing charges of felony grand theft and vandalism for damage to an old-growth redwood tree. Authorities say they tracked the wood to a Del Norte County burl shop. That shop is not part of the investigation. Authorities are also looking for a second suspect in the burl case. Authorities found that the burl in the shops could be traced directly to one severely damaged tree. Investigators are still not saying much about what caused the deaths of two people found near a Laytonville marijuana growing operation. Acting on a tip, police found two badly decomposed bodies in a greenhouse where they also found 180 marijuana plants. Police could not immediately identify the victims or say how they died. There were two camping trailers nearby, but they believe the deaths are homicide. Someone discovered the bodies on a property in the rural part of Laytonville and called Mendocino authorities to investigate. Forensic technicians have been working on that case. Eureka police are about to hold the second of three public meetings tonight to get public feedback for the department's geographic policing policy that has been instituted by Chief Andrew Mills. Tonight's meeting will be held at the Humboldt Bay Fire Training Classroom on L Street in Eureka from 6 until 8 p.m. So who would want the job of being Humboldt County's top cop, its district attorney? Well, four people do. Two of them will be in a runoff election this November, and we've been looking at the four candidates. Today, we look at candidate Elaine Firpo. She explains how she would try to restore confidence in Humboldt County's DA office.
When I became a candidate, one of the first things I did was build a coalition that I think encompasses a broad spectrum of Humboldt County. And I think bringing Humboldt County together behind a district attorney's office would help to end the division in the community.
That five-member coalition includes Neil Ewald, Fred Sundquist, John Woolley, Mike Evanson, and Patty Clary. Firpo expanded on why she took this approach.
And the fact that all five of them, who have very diverse political views, have gotten behind my campaign, I think says something about healing the community and getting us on the right track. Because when I talk to this broad group of different people, they might disagree politically, but they all want the same thing. They all want public safety. They all want the economy to come back. They all want tourism to increase. And those are things that the DA's office can directly affect.
Firpo is running against three other candidates for the DA's office, and you can hear her entire interview by visiting our website, KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police are still trying to find out more about what you think about breaking up the city into geographical policing policies, making it easier for them to pinpoint where some of the problems are in neighborhoods, and perhaps in your neighborhood. For the second time tonight, they're meeting for public feedback for the department's geographic policing policy, instituted by Chief Andrew Mills. Tonight's meeting is being held at the Humboldt Bay Fire Training Classroom on L Street in Eureka from 6 until 8, and the department is asking for the public's input into how the department can better serve neighborhoods across the city. And the Humboldt County Fair kicks off the 118th time on August 14th, running for 11 days this year. For horse racing fans, that's one less day of fair activity. It'll affect the racing calendar. Horse racing will be held on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays this year with no midweek racing scheduled. Organizers say the racing schedule change will allow for more races on race days with more horses per race. Fair Board President Tim Renner said in a statement that all signs are pointing to a level of community support that is equal, if not greater, than in years past. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.